she stabbed him.
And if a teacher goes in the classroom and sees a funny picture on the blackboard, she might ask
who drew the picture.
And if you wanted to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery up on the roof, you could use pulley blocks and a rope to
pull it up or to lift it up.
Did you ever say to hoist it or to heist it up? And
I expect that anybody that did that would say hoist, though. I think they would, but, you know.
That's not a word you'd use?
Well, no, because I never would, you know, be in position, really, to use it.
You say, today is Wednesday, so Tuesday was...
yesterday.
And Thursday is...
tomorrow.
And if someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that, you say they came here...
a week ago Sunday.
What if he's going to leave, not... next Sunday, but a week beyond that?
He's going to leave a week from Sunday, or a week after Sunday.
Do you ever say Sunday week?
Yeah. Sunday week. Not much.
Is that the future, or?
Yes.
Someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you say he stayed about?
A week. 1st to the 15th, about 2 weeks.
And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And you'd look at your
watch.
And if it's midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you say it's
7:30.
Or it's half.
Half past 7, no. Well, you'd say 30, it's 7:30.
What if it's 15 minutes later than that? You say it's...
quarter of 8.
Huh?
Quarter of 8.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, I've been doing that for quite a...
while.
And 1974 was last year. 1975 is...
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you say it happened exactly
a year ago today.
And talking about the weather, you'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on the day when the sun is shining and you don't see any clouds,
it's fair. It's clear.
What if it's just the opposite? It's real.
It's cloudy.
Or it's a, what kind of day? Kind of impressive, you can say it's a... Did you ever say a gloomy day or smurry day? Or
not smurry. And not gloomy too much. I'd probably say it's just such a cloudy day that it depresses me. It's such a bad day.
And if the clouds are getting thicker and thicker, you think it's going to rain or something a little while, you say the weather is doing what?
Changing. The weather looks bad. Looks like rain.
What if it, the clouds pull away and the sun comes out? You say it's finally going to...
the sun's finally going to come out.
And the weather's finally going to...
to break off.
And if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say that you're having a...
a drought. Dry spell.
What's the difference between a dry spell and a drought?
None.
And... say sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little at a time, but your bad luck comes all
in bunches, all at a time.
If it comes
all together,
it comes
all at once.
Huh?
All at once.
And if you said something more than once, you'd be saying it
twice.
And if I went into town 2 times a week, you'd say I went to town
twice a week.
And meet someone during the early part of the day, what do you say is a greeting?
Good morning.
How long does morning last?
Until 12 o'clock.
And then what do you have?
You have evening.
How long does evening last?
Oh, until 12 o'clock.
If you were leaving someone at about 11 o'clock in the day, would you say anything as you were leaving them?
No, you can say goodbye.
What about good day?
No.
What if you're leaving someone's house after dark? You tell them?
Goodbye.
Anything else?
Bye-bye. No.
And
yeah. At night you would say good night.
Okay.
We do say good night, but we don't say good day.
Do you ever say afternoon?
Yes.
What's the difference between evening and afternoon?